Welcome to the Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So Anthropic just pulled access to their latest Claude models for non-US users on Bedrock, citing a US export control directive. And suddenly, sovereign AI isn't just a buzzword anymore. It's a very real, immediate procurement requirement for European and Asian buyers. AWS confirmed it. To comply with a US government directive, Anthropic revoked access to Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5 for all users outside the US. Older models like Opus 4.8 are still there, but that's a big deal. Anthropic's own research papers make the logic clear. They argue the US and its allies need to maintain a lead, and advanced compute is the critical ingredient export policy controls. This isn't a rumor anymore. It's a government switch, a vendor compliance action, and there are even whispers of models silently degrading output on sensitive tasks for certain regions. What this means for founders, especially those with non-US teams, is a stark question. If your primary model could be switched off tomorrow by a regulator, what breaks and how fast? It really pushes the need for model portability and multi-cloud hedging to the forefront. And here's where it gets interesting, because that idea of control and critical ingredients actually connects to something else I saw this week around compute itself. The bottleneck for AI isn't just chips anymore. Satya Nadella pointed out that it's moved further down the stack. It's about power and ready-to-use data center shells, basically space that's energizable and plug-in ready. This scramble is real, even for the hyperscalers. Google, for example, is reportedly paying SBACX a huge premium for NVIDIA GPU capacity to keep up with surging demand for its Gemini enterprise products. We're talking about possibly $920 million a month. Gavin Baker, an investor, put some hard numbers on the build cost, roughly $60 billion to put 1 gigawatt of compute on the ground today, about $35 billion for GPUs and $25 billion just for the land, power, and cooling. The kicker? Power and cooling costs are likely to become inflationary as this build-out accelerates. So for founders, the question isn't just, can I buy chips, but can I get powered back to capacity at a predictable price? It pushes founders to really model rising infrastructure costs into their unit economics. Now, speaking of supply constraints, this extends to the chip foundries themselves. The chronic TSMC backlogs are forcing hyperscalers, including Google, to spread their bets. We're seeing reports of Google evaluating Samsung's 2-nanometer process for parts of its 10th-gen TPUs and placing orders with Intel for advanced packaging. This isn't a one-off news item, it's a structural shift. The rate limiter for the whole industry is becoming chip architecture and supply, not just model design. So, just like with models, single supplier dependence for silicon is now a board-level risk. Founders need to ask, where are you single-sourced? Silicon, a foundry, a cloud, a model? And what's your fallback if your primary compute supplier slips a quarter?
All right, shifting gears a bit from the hardware and geopolitical side to what builders are doing with all this. The next interface frontier is really starting to emerge. Models are writing better front-end code than most humans, yet we're often still just bolting chat boxes onto existing SaaS screens. Ruben Casas, a staff engineer at Postman, argues the missing piece is an interface language for the LLM as a new kind of computer. He calls it generative UI, where the model actually assembles the interface per task from a component vocabulary, rather than designers pre-shipping every screen. It's a huge shift. Instead of designing static screens, teams will be designing component libraries that agents can compose against. It means shipping task-specific, on-demand UIs much faster, and reframing product roadmaps around vocabularies, not pages. And as agents become more capable and autonomous, security for them is rapidly becoming a precondition for enterprise deals. Most companies, 90% plus, are unprepared for autonomous agents operating inside their environments. Think zero trust for AI agents, dynamic, identity-aware security with granular traceability for every API call, every agent identity, every prompt, and every tool invocation. The goal is to anticipate emergent agent behavior, not just known threats. We're already seeing new attack surfaces, lateral movement between agents, privilege escalation, and what they're calling RAG poisoning of the data agents read. It's not hypothetical either. This week alone saw a worm compromising 169 NPM packages by stealing credentials from CI/CD pipelines, and LexisNexis confirmed a breach of nearly 4 million records from their cloud infrastructure. Now picture those same credential and supply chain paths with autonomous agents acting on them at machine speed. The buyers asking your founders for SOC 2 today will be asking for agent-level auditability tomorrow. Given all this, the supply crunch, the geopolitical shifts, the rise of agents, it really changes how we talk about compute. When everyone, including Google, is supply constrained, you don't compete on raw capacity. It's not about just saying we have more compute. Founders know that's probably not credible anyway. Instead, the deal turns on availability, price, flexibility, and ease. This week, try anchoring your conversations there. Can a founder get the capacity they need when they need it? Is the price predictable enough for a 2-year plan? Can they swap models or scale down without re-architecting? And how fast can their team actually ship on it? These are the 4 levers founders can truly test and plan around, and they're what really survive a supply crunch. In a constrained market, the scarce good isn't the resource itself, it's dependable, usable access to it. And this connects directly to where GCP can truly help. Take the AI's new Iron Curtain story. That's the strongest case yet for model portability. The Gemini Enterprise Agent Platform, we call it Jeep internally, lets customers run Anthropic, Gemini, and over 200 other models behind one compliant control plane, all within their chosen region. The point isn't just use Gemini, it's that founders keep the option to switch models without re-architecting. That's the insurance a regulatory switch or a silent vendor change makes so valuable.
Then there's the Zero Trust for AI Agents challenge. We have direct answers. For prompt injection and jailbreaks, there's Model Armor, a filter that inspects every prompt and response for injection attempts and sensitive data leakage. For privilege escalation, each agent gets its own IAM identity with least privilege permissions, so a compromised agent can only touch what that single role allows. For lateral movement, VPC service controls draw a security perimeter around data and services, preventing data exfiltration. And for poisoning and blind spots, Security Command Center gives that central dashboard and per-call traceability that auditors and enterprise buyers demand. Together, that's the Zero Trust checklist founders are starting to demand. And it's available as configuration today, not a roadmap promise. So from geopolitical AI divides to the literal power grid, and from generative UI to agent-level security, it's clear that the foundational challenges and opportunities in AI are only growing. It's not just about what models can do, but how we secure them, power them, and ensure reliable access in a fractured world. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.